Hey, welcome back. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's been a mostly cloudy, a little muggy out there. 71 degrees where we're at. Welcome to our Wednesday talk around, and we get things started talking about Headwaters Queen Royalty Program. This is coming up on September 9th, and Kurt Landrish in to talk with us about this morning. Kurt, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
We talked last week, the pageant coming up on us quick here. Still in need of contestants. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we have room for more contestants. I handed out a number of applications at the Wilkin County Fair.
Yeah.
But we still can use more. We can take up to 10 candidates.
Okay.
And we've extended the deadline. The deadline was the 25th. We extended that to September 1 to give people a little more time to get their paperwork in.
Okay.
So looking forward to that.
Kurt, so they fill out their paperwork, then what? I mean, what's the next step?
Okay, first of all, you have to keep September 9th totally open all day.
Right.
They go in the parade at 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Interviews at Inspiration Church will start at 1 o'clock. And the pageant itself will be at 6 o'clock, also at Inspiration Church.
Okay.
So it's a full day for the young ladies.
And again, ladies, this isn't a beauty contest. Tell us what's going to be happening as far as qualifications.
Right. There's no talent required. It's not a beauty contest. It's basically your personality, poise, just how you come across as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the judges are very objective on that. So you have to really be yourself.
Right.
You know, that's the main thing. Don't put on airs.
Right, the relatability aspect. And the winner, and actually the winner, and is it the winner and the two runners-up actually go out and take part in events?
Right. We have a queen and two princesses.
Okay.
The princesses are equal.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to different events. In the last year, we've done the Headwaters Parade, the Blue Goose Days Parade, the NDSCS Homecoming Parade. They've attended Zoo Boo, the Breckenridge tree lighting ceremony, the National Night Out, and we're opening up this year to going to different communities for their parades and events.
Okay, so you keep them busy throughout the year.
They can be.
Wow, that's a great way to represent.
Right, and it's a good way for young ladies to meet more people.
Mm-hmm.
And to get more involved with the community.
Right.
And you can actually form lifelong friendships through this.
That's a plus.
It is.
Let's talk about sponsors. Contestants need sponsors for this, correct?
Right. It's a $100 sponsorship fee. They can be a business, an organization, a church, family. We're pretty open on who the sponsor can be.
Okay.
So it should be easy to find one.
And again, folks, this is coming up September 9th, Inspiration Church over in Breckenridge. Kurt, we wanted to mention, too, the Headwaters Parade. They kind of shifted things around. Tell us about this.
Right. I'm also, I wear multiple hats. I'm the director of the Headwaters Parade.
Okay.
And they've changed the route this year, so we're lining up in Wells Park in Breckenridge. And we're going from there. We're coming out of the park, 2nd Street to Minnesota Avenue, Minnesota Avenue to 11th Street, and north on 11th Street to Beatty.
Okay.
And it ends at Beatty.
Got it. So it's we were talking earlier before we went on. It's kind of just reversed. But
right.
That's where it's going to start is in Wells Park.
Right.
All right. So, Kurt, again, if there are young ladies out there listening, how do they get an application, and how do they become part of this?
Okay, they can go to our Facebook page. It's Headwaters Queen on our Facebook page, and they can download the applications there.
Okay.
We'd also like you to call us if you want to be involved this year. call us and give us a heads up that you will be running.
Okay.
That'll help us a lot. Our email is headwatersroyalty@gmail.com. And then our phone numbers, Melissa is 715-308-1878, and my number, Kurt, 651-295-5115. So one way or another, get in touch with us. Let us know you're going to be running.
Okay. And folks, if you missed any of that information, we're going to podcast this interview with Kurt. It'll be on our website early this afternoon, so you can go back and listen to it.
Fantastic.
And get all of that information. Kurt, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
Well, just seriously, young ladies between 17 and 22, please consider running. It's a rewarding experience. And you can only get positives out of it.
Absolutely. And like you said, for as busy as they're going to be throughout the year, a great opportunity to form a lot of great lifelong friendships in that, too.
Exactly.
All right. Kurt Landrish, always a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill.
You bet. Again, we're talking Headwaters Queen Royalty Program. It's coming up Saturday, September 9th, and that is at Inspiration Church in Breckenridge. It's 914 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Sunscreen, hot dogs on the grill, and summertime fun with Dablo in the morning.
What are you up to?
Weekdays from 6 till 10 on AM 1450 KBMW, the voice of the valley.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not sure.